This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2285. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded March 6th, Algeria, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, France, Indonesia, Iran, Italy, Japan, Luxembourg, Martinique, Mexico, North America, Poland, Turkey, UK, USA, Vanuatu, an ID clicker, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, John Filiozzi in Florida ran across another English segment from Ifriqiya FM in Algeria. It was at 2208 UT, March 2nd, on 13640, a discussion of Africa and economics. And at 2226, they went into African music. He says the frequency was slightly below nominal. That was only Sunday, but don't count on this appearing at the same time or day of the week again, but keep checking. I was also monitoring 13640, which is from the Béchar site in Algeria, March 4th at 2320 for Ifriqiya FM, and was also on 13855 via the other site, Ouargla. Not in English. Comparing the two, I found there was slightly less, just barely modulation, on 13855 than on 13640, but both of them were undermodulated. In the NASA flash sheet, Rob Wagner in Australia reports on 2310, Shortwave Australia in Victoria, February 21st with wailing rock guitar solos 80s style at 1022 UT. He says a fine example of random eclectic programming, making this station so interesting. Upon tuning in, you never know what you will hear. Fair signal, and it was parallel to 4835 with a monster signal, but not too far away from him. 4835 is also well heard via various remotes in New Zealand, and he says traces of it can even be heard on the excellent VE6JY Kiwi in Alberta, with its magnificent horizontal loop. On 10125 USB, March 6th at 0656, I had a trace of ham QSOs with an Australian accent, versus the Colombian CW station, which sends nothing but fractured keyboard letters in a loop in CW on 10125. It was the first time in many months I'd heard this single sideband from Australia, which apparently is the only country authorizing hams to use phone on so-called 30 meters. But I've never been able to copy any IDs in their rag chews. As we reported last week, Radio Brasil Central in Goiânia has been missing from its shortwave frequencies 4985 and 11815. We hope it comes back, as Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener had an article in Radio Courier News that it celebrated its 75th anniversary on March 3rd. It belongs to the state of Goiás. New Zealand DX Times has a specific column for remote listening, edited by Dean Lindeberg in Wellington, who is also the reporter for these items about Brazil, using the remote in Pardinho, São Paulo, one of the better remotes we can also use. About Brazilian pirates, in particular on shortwave, Radio Scala, S-C-A-L-L-A, on 7350 with good signals, a mix of classical and easy-listening music. Few IDs. It may not actually be Radio Scala, but a pirate broadcasting old programming from that FM station in São Paulo, which has since closed down and been on internet only. He logged it February 28th at 0330. Other Brazilian pirate identifies as 94.9 Star Country. Possibly a relay of WSLC in Roanoke, Virginia, but no audio available to compare. They do list their current records played and don't match what's being heard on 7670, so don't know where they get their programming feed from. It seems that WSLC is the only station on 94.9 with the slogan Star Country. This was heard on March 2nd at 0350. One of the three frequencies of Radio Voz Missionaria is off the air. 5940 variable. Krudel Figrim says, according to a video about this, that transmitter had a severe fire which took it out of service. but they were in the process of acquiring a new transmitter, so it may be quite a long time before they're back on 49 meters. But the other two frequencies remain active and slightly variable. Wolfgang Büschel measured them on February 27th, 11749.769 at 0710 and 9665.089 at 0749. It seems that Trenton Military, CHR in Ontario, has broken down again. It's still on the air, but no reports received whenever we tune in since at least February 21st, 6754 USB at night, 15034 USB in the daytime. Of course, it is supposed to supply aviation weather. Fortunately, the other Canadian, Gander, on 10051, remains quite well-serving. Takahito Akabayashi in Tokyo informs us that Voice of Strait China changed its schedule on March 1st, according to vos.com.cn. The overall hours of broadcasting are 22:55 to 15 UT, except Wednesdays they're off for maintenance, not coming on until 03:55. There are high-power medium-wave frequencies on 666, 783, and another one on 1269. Also three FM frequencies. And on shortwave, 4900 in Fuzhou, 50 kilowatts, is in the evening only. It's still being heard, signing on at 0837 until off at 1131. The one-time high-power long-wave broadcaster at Alouis, France, on 162 kHz, has stayed on the air, but not with broadcasts. Remy Fries reports in long-wave radio listening via medium-wave news that the reference time signal on 162 has been extended for another 10 years as of February 19th, according to Libéré Républicain. I often try to hear some music on shortwave and can't really hear any. Most of the stations seem to prefer talk. But John Filiozzi says, from France, RFI's African service in French, does have a music hour 7 days a week at 20 to 21 UT after the news. On Monday through Friday, it's Couleur Tropicale. Saturday and Sunday, Musique du Monde, all Afropop and Europop. He says it's the best frequency for them in Florida. I barely hear it direct when I check March 6th, but of course one can get it better via a remote. 11995. Ron Howard in California reports on the erratic broadcasting of Voice of Indonesia. On March 3rd, it was not heard on 4755 or 3325, checking various remotes at 2110 UT. On March 5th, from 13 UT, checking for English at 4755, no signal via the remote in Bandung, and no 3325 either, although the medium wave 540 in Bandung was being heard. On March 5th, VOI was well heard at 2112 on 4755 with today's commentary about International Women's Day with good audio via the Bandung remote, but 3325 continued to be off the air. Our world of radio listeners via IRRS and AM Italia on 1323 kHz may experience more interference than usual. March 4th, I checked the 2100 Tuesday broadcast, and there was some interference underneath, and it was still on the air at 2334 with Quran. Yes, that must have been the 50 kilowatt transmitter from Julfa, Iran, with the Azeri external service of IRIB, which normally is off the air between 2020 and 0120, but this is Ramadan, so now it's all night, as WRTH shows for its parallel shortwave frequency during March 7230, which we could also hear via the remote in Europe. Besides Quran, there is a variety of music, soft talk, and the very pleasant soft VIRI interval signal, which I heard at midnight 9 and midnight 17, March 5th. This was 11 Hz below 1323 kHz. Via Antonello Napolitano's DX fanzine, Marconi Radio International is on the air on the 9th of March, a monthly transmission from Italy, from 13 to 1630 UT on 7400, or slightly less as monitored before. Reception reports welcome to Marconi Radio International, all one word, at gmail.com. This is according to their FB page. Rudolf Grimm in Brazil reports the so-called Japanese slot machine, 6251 USB, February 22nd at 2122. It's from Ichihara. It's a simplex system used by the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force. Other slot machine frequencies are 4154, 4233, 4292, 6418, 6446, 8314, 8589, and 8705 kHz, or depending on how you compute them, slightly less. Zaharias Youngers refers to the website SIGIDWIKI.com, which says it uses QPSK at 1500 baud to transmit, a very interesting and unique idling format, sounds akin to a slot machine, hence the attributed name. This modem has been active since 2001, and here's what it sounds like when idling. Radio Luxembourg's famous transmission masts are about to be demolished. From www.radiotrefpunt.nl, originally in Dutch, via Sven Martensen in DX Listeners Club, via Medium Wave News. The decision comes after previous transmission equipment on shortwave, medium and longwave was switched off years ago. Most of the masts have already been destroyed. The ones in Junglinster, Luxembourg, are now also listed for demolition, despite their status as protected monuments. Radio Luxembourg began broadcasting in 1932, and the Junglinster mast, symbolizing the legendary transmitter, were inaugurated on 15 March 1933. These three original masts had a height of 180 meters and made Junglinster the most powerful longwave transmitter in Europe at the time. In 1939, it was expanded to include shortwave. No shortwave broadcasts are to be heard from Martinique. But did you know that the Stanag 4285 utility noise around 4811 is from Martinique? It's listed as FUF in Fort de France by Klingenfuss on 4811.8. However, March 4th at 07:29, instead of the noise, I had a clean AM open carrier only on 4811.10. It must have defaulted to that for some reason. Furthermore, I happened to hear a ham station in Martinique during a contest on 3799 LSB, March 1st at 07:48, Tango Oscar 4 Alpha. IRCADX monitor Peter Laws says, from John Perkins, 1090, XEPRS, Rosarito, Mexico. On February 27th, announced on the air, it was the last day of Wolfman Jack. Late afternoons daily, they'd been airing his last syndicated show, put together by L.A. radio station 10 years after his 1995 death. And here's the reason for that format change, according to Inside Radio, via Mike Sandberg, dated March 2nd. Marco Broadcasting was ending its lease of XEPRS, Tijuana San Diego 1090, on February 27th. But oldies are set for a June return to the Los Angeles FM dial. Not clear which station, but Mark Paskin has got a great deal on a station that's underpriced. I'm still hearing a very weak carrier on 1549.82 kHz, which, by some remote monitoring, I think must be coming from Mexico's XEREL in Morelia, Michoacan. I asked the active DXer not far away in Querétaro, 88 miles away, Mike Jeziorski, to check it out. He's reluctant to confirm it absolutely, but says, I also see a carrier at 1549.822. I had not heard XEREL since last April, but February 26th at midnight 59 UT, I heard the slogan Radio Pública de Michoacán, matching the location of XEREL, but that would be a rebranding. The carrier was present but not strong when I heard that audio. But he says, with Mexican stations, there are too many unknowns. For one thing, if XERL is barely audible for me just up the road, are they really getting out to Oklahoma? Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2285, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. We appreciate financial support by money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Mix Radio International is one North American pirate which does not confine itself to the 6.9 MHz pirate band. March 2nd at 0357, I heard some music in upper sideband on 9920. Quite a good signal. I would have taken it for a licensed station if it were not an SSB. Soon ID'd as Mix Radio International. Still at 417, but off by 0430. Then I see an HF underground. It had been heard as early as 0142, first on 9907, and then changing to 9920. The pirate once known as Hikari FM is still missing from 11529.9. Ron Howard has been in contact with the operator, Ivan or Ivan, and got this reply. Sorry about the blackout. The shortwave transmitter is not doing great. I took it down for investigation. There are harmonics that might interfere with other stations if my signal is strong. They're not bad, but I figured out how to design it differently and avoid Class D modulators. I'm also trying to get into California on 1710 kHz. Difficult to run two transmitters at a time. I think keeping a lookout on 1710, hopefully I will be able to get a signal into your area. Right now it is there, but it is weak, and there's interference from XCPE 1700 in Tecate, Baja California. He says I plan on rebuilding the shortwave transmitter entirely, or at least looking at the schematic and seeing if there are any shortcomings that need to be fixed. I'm switching over to Class G modulators. They require no filters and have better audio. They are slightly less efficient and require multiple power supplies or DC converters. Hopefully I can get everything working properly soon. Very best regards from Ivan. And then got an update from Ivan on March 6th, about 1710. He says, I have it up now with 30 watts AM Class G amplitude modulator doing well. Hotter than Class D, of course, but sounds very nice, like FM mono. My goal is to make it listenable in the car. I have a long way to go. The antenna is just a bottom-loaded symmetric inverted L, SWR around 1.2. I will be getting 11530 back up probably sometime next week. The signal should be stronger. I kept making the same mistake when designing RF amplifiers. I have a few plans regarding it. I want to build something beefy for shortwave. It'll be the same transmitter, just it will actually do 50 watts instead of what it did prior, if it doesn't pop. But around Monterey, Ron has not been able to hear it on 1710, as there are a couple of California stations on that frequency at Travis Air Force Base and Half Moon Bay. John Filiozzi says, perhaps a forgotten source for impartial news about the Russo-Ukraine war, the current U.S. prevarication over it, and the effects on the EC and UK, is Radio Poland, which operates a 24/7 English language service, freely available via internet radio. There's no longer a shortwave service, but portions of the schedule are available on 1386 in Europe via Baltic Waves in Lithuania, and the World Radio Network's European and North American streams, sometimes relayed on WRMI, and Channel 292 on shortwave. The reactivated voice of Turkey continues to be heard, 5960 at 23 UT to North America. That is, if you're listening via a remote in Europe, it barely makes it to Oklahoma. Especially fun to listen to the middle of the broadcast on Sundays for the Letterbox, where we always hear some familiar names mentioned. And there's a final repeat on the 0400 UT Monday broadcast on 6125 and 7285. But 5960 stayed on the air March 2nd, past midnight UT March 3rd, as it started up a German broadcast. Yes, they're up to their old tricks. No German is supposed to be on shortwave at that time. It kept going with their own version of Letterbox with the same theme music at midnight 10, but was cut off by midnight 16, uncovering Chinese. Stephen Luce in Houston, Texas, has been wondering about the shutdown date for BBC Radio 4 on Longwave 198. Posted on radiodiscussions.com March 6th was this from ofgem.gov.uk, a press release, which says, RTS meters are older electricity meters that use radio signals to switch between peak and off-peak rates. RTS was introduced in the 1980s and has reached the end of its natural operational life. The radio signal and supporting infrastructure and systems will be shut down from 30 June 2025. In some articles last year, BBC stated it would not guarantee programming on 198 past that date, so the Ofgem press release would seem to fit that narrative. I recall the BBC gave only a few weeks' notice of the Radio 4 medium-wave shutoffs last year, so we may not hear official word of long-wave closure until later this spring. Meanwhile, how about hearing the BBC via the Internet? Chris Campbell in Ohio says, "For many years I've had the World Service bookmarked and a shortcut on all my devices. It's always been a great option. Today, March 6th, when I opened the BBC Sounds, a box appeared at the top stating users outside the UK will soon have to use bbc.com/audio. When I clicked on it to check that out, a full-page ad for a burger place in the US greeted me. When I finally got to the page, it had advertising all over it, like any other news media site. I really enjoyed using the BBC Sounds because it was absent of advertising. I guess not anymore." Stephen Luce in Texas replies, "BBC WS Audio is still available online directly at bbcworldservice.com. But there is a banner with, 'We're replacing BBC Sounds outside the UK and bringing you bbc.com, a seamless way to read, watch, and listen all in one place. Visit bbc.com/audio. The new website does get you to links to both BBC WS and Radio 4 streams, but requires a few clicks. Podcasts and archive shows are also available, and I too am seeing localized ads." From the Santa Barbara Independent, sent in by Ray Crawford to New Zealand DX Times, "The Santa Barbara County Office of Emergency Management has launched a network of AM radio stations in Mid and North County to help keep the community informed before, during, and after local emergencies. All will broadcast critical preparedness and disaster response messages 24/7 on AM 530 in English and Spanish. These stations are spread across the central and northern part of Santa Barbara County in the communities of the Santa Ynez Valley through Lompoc and up through Santa Maria. They are strategically located at sites equipped with backup generators and an uninterruptible power source, which allows them to continue broadcasting even during power outages." No further details about exactly how many stations, call signs, or exact locations, but keep an ear on 530 around Santa Barbara County. Mike Cooper forwards a story from the Associated Press, March 6th, headlined, "At the Voice of America, the Trump Administration is Moving Swiftly to Assert Its Vision." It's by David Bauder, B-A-U-D-E-R. Among other things, it says, "VOA has placed veteran U.S.-based journalist Steve Herman on an extended absence to investigate his social media activities and move to reassign White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wuodakusiwara, who had been disciplined during the first Trump administration. Escalating Trump's government efficiency efforts has no use for the organization. He posted on X February 9th to shut them down. Nobody listens to them anymore. It's just radical left crazy people talking to themselves while torching taxpayer money." Now, there have been instances of VOA stories being edited or watered down to minimize criticism of Trump, according to some journalists who spoke on condition of anonymity. Some holdovers at VOA appear to be trying to appease future leaders from the Trump team. A former manager at VOA says, "If what they're going to create is an all-Trump, all-the-time outlet, we're going to lose our credibility and our resources." Attention, due to the imposition of daylight shifting time from Sunday, March 9th, some but not all of our shortwave air times from U.S. stations move one UT hour earlier. On WTWW, UT Saturday at 0300 on 5085 when it is on the air. Via WBCQ, Wednesday at 2100 on 7490. Via WRMI, only the 9 MHz frequencies shift one UT hour earlier. So, on 9955, our times shall be Fridays at 22, Sundays at 1030, Tuesdays at 1300 and 1400, and on 9395, Tuesdays at 2330. Our other WRMI times, which I hope will stay the same, are Friday at 13 UT on 15770, Sunday at 2330 on 7570 and or 7780, UT Monday at midnight 30 on 7780, UT Tuesday at 0330 also on 7780, and UT Thursday at 0130 on 5010. Check our website for the latest update for our times on these and all our other affiliates, worldofradio.com. WRNO 7505 is not really a New Orleans station, except for its transmitter site. Yet, Ken Zicke, Heard, New Orleans, Ragtime, and Dixieland Jazz, Zydeco, and other New Orleans-style music. Wednesday, February 26th, between 0605 and 0645. A refreshing change from their usual brokered Bible bumping. Usually they're off the air well before 0600. Surely they would do this again on Mardi Gras, March 4th. No, they were on the air as late as 0734, but only with religion. And back on March 1st, they were again unpredictably on late, heard at 0755, talking about lobotomies and alcoholism. I guess that was for Lent. Our American Stories is, I think, one of the better shows on AM talk radio. I ran across it on two stations, but not in parallel, during the 04 UT hour Sunday, March 2nd, from WHO 1040 and KRLD 1080. Of course, that would be 1 hour earlier after DST. There are many more affiliates. You might be able to find them from the website, www.ouramericanstories.com/affiliates, although that seems to be about contacting affiliates rather than listing them. March 5th at 0751 UT on 1680 kHz. I was hearing deliberate talk in a very strange language, like fractured French. Yes, it was Haitian Creole from WOKB in Winter Garden, Florida, which, per a detailed program schedule on his website, does have a Creole language program once a week, Wednesdays between 12 and 5 a.m. Eastern. What luck that I happen to hear it. Winter Garden is in central, not south Florida, and its motto is Your Urban Empowerment and Inspiration Station. Lately, since March 3rd, Ron Howard and I have been hearing Radio Vanuatu on 7260, both before and after 0700, not on 9960. I wonder what this is. I've been running across an open carrier with clicking sounds extending beyond the AM bandwidth on 15916, March 6th at 1618, and also heard on some other frequencies before ending in 6, 7636, and 9236. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued March 3rd. Active conditions March 10th to 18th, with AN canopies ranging from 15 and 4 to a peak of 30 and 5 on the 13th and 14th. Also 25 and 5 on March 26th and 27th. The only quiet dates of 5 and 2 are March 7th and 8th, and 20th to 24th. Solar flux rising from 150 March 6th to a peak of 195 on the 21st, and down to 150 by March 28th. Do consult our website for much more info, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2285 with a standard disclaimer.